السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. As Mufti Saab, the platform is yours, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Maulana Salim Kareem, Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians. Our brother Fonface, make dua for Junaid Mota. He's not too well. Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. And similarly, we thank our brother Zakariya. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakallahu khairan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Muharram 1446. Before we start with the tafsir, very quickly, those of you who are going to fast today in Durban, so remember your cutoff time is around 5:20, so you still have 2-3 minutes, and you can take your date, take your tablets, take your water, make intention of qada fast, or the Muharram fast of 11th, or the sunnat fast of Thursday. So many options, mashallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq that we fast today. Similarly, those of you in Gauteng, surrounding here where we are, so the time, we cut off time is around 5:30, so you have plenty time, you can have a whole meal still, mashallah. You still have 12 minutes, 13 minutes left. So inshallah, if you are awake and inshallah you want to fast, you can make intention of qada even now, or you can make intention of the 11th day, because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one hadith in Musnad Ahmad, sumu yawman qablahu wa ba'dahu, so one day before Ashura and one day after Ashura, so we keep three fast consecutively, so that will be excellent, mashallah. And if we want to just keep Thursday fast, so that also that also is a sunnah in Nabawiyyah. And the Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today the 11th of Muharram 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses number 62, 63 and 64. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us that Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer is our enemy, and we must treat him as our enemy. So what did he do, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer and his comrades, cronies and agents in human form and in jinn form? Chapter 36 and verse number 62. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًا كَثِيرًا وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ. And wow, wow, atifa, in conjunction with the previous topic and verses and subject. So it is in conjunction with it, you joining it with it. Lillahi, lam there, to show you Allah is taking an oath. That is an important issue that we have to grapple with and face. You can't run away from the problems, you have to face the problems and then solve the problems. And by Allah, definitely, Adwalla, Satan, Lucifer, he led astray. So Shaitan led millions, billions, zillions of people astray. Minkum, from you, O human being, Jibillan Kathira, Ay Khulukan Azima, so many creation, Khulukan Azima, so many people he has led astray. Million, billions of people, zillions of people, take today alone. So we say there are 8 billion plus people on this planet Earth, 7 billion plus already gone astray. So that is Jibillan Kathira. So many nations and generations have been led astray by Satan. How will we know that we are being led astray by Satan, or by our own whims and fancies and desires? So initially, then it will come from Satan. And then when it becomes habitually, now we are Allah forbid, addicted, as a member, to alcohol, to drugs, to casinos, gambling, fornication, adultery, riba, interest, and so forth and so on. So that is our nafs now, our own worms, fancies, and desires. He will just put us on the wrong path, Allah forbid. He will embellish it, adorn it, beautify it, and then we will find it, Allah forbid, irresistible, and then we will just continue on that path. Allah protect us from Shaitan, Lucifer, and all the evil, and from the evil of our souls as well. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ What can't you use your intelligence? What can't you use your intellect? Oh human being, I conferred upon you your aql and your intelligence and intellect. It seems so tasty, so beautiful, so lazeez, but remember that it is harmful in the long run and detrimental, and then it just brings about disgrace and humiliation. And when a person dies like that, he dies on kufr, on blasphemy, on shirk, on polytheism, idol worship. He or she passes away on nifaq and hypocrisy, only lip service to Islam, but in the inner recesses of the heart, they devoid of iman. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. This is the Jahannam, the hellfire. كنتم توعدون, which you were promised, but you made a mockery of it and you rejected it and you said there's no such thing. People died hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, and so many centuries ago. Who came back and told us all this here? So they rejected it. They thought that they are too enlightened. وكانوا مستبصرين, like the people of Ad and Thamud, and then destruction came to them. Isloha, now you enter the Jahannam and the hellfire. Adalam min Allah, this is the justice system of Almighty Allah. When a person enters paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus, is rahmatan wa fadlan wa karaman minhu, his grace, his mercy and benevolence from Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we enter paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus. A person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, the furnace and inferno, and everlasting doom and gloom. Isloha al-yawma, so today you enter the Jahannam, and then you will know what is reality. Bima kuntum takfurun, because of your continuous kufr and blasphemy. So remember that today we must beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala, on this Mubarak blessed day of the 11th of Muharram 1446. The month is also sacred. That Ya Allah, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika, read it plural, for ourselves, our children, our students, our families, the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika, O Allah Jalla wala, we seek your protection min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, and wa nifaqi, and from hypocrisy, and preserve our iman and protect our faith and conviction. In that way we live with iman and Islam, and we pass away with iman and Islam. So that is the aim and objective of the true Muslim. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima, our ending on Iman and Islam. Ameen. Surah 12, verse 101. And that is Surah Yusuf, the chapter on Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Tawaffani Muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bis salihin. And oh beloved Allah, unite me and attach me to the pious people and devout servants, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 11th Muharram 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 286. Today we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Israel courts must stop the justice minister because he, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you murdered and massacred today, you war criminal, you butcher of Gaza, and your name is tainted, polluted forever. Every true person will call you a harami, an illegitimate person. So he has captured the justice minister, and the Haaretz newspaper says Israeli courts must stop the justice minister. Listen to this, you jutlas, you cursed nation. You want to kick out and expel the Palestinians, but this is what the Haaretz newspaper says. Go look at your own press and you will find all these incidents there and news items. 1 in 4 Jews would leave Israel immediately if they could. So it means 25% of the jutlas want to leave Israel. It's no more a land of honey and milk. It is a nation that accursed by Almighty Allah. And if you study their history, you will find hundreds of times they were kicked out from various countries because of all their war crimes, ethnic cleansing, treachery, and their sins committed against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I just give you 3 incidents. Then you tell me that are these people really democratic? Do they really believe, you must remember, in human rights? Do they really want peace? Number one, you know that the Israeli prison is one of the worst places in the world to be. The most moral army, they would sell that story to the world. But now the world knows it is the most criminal army currently on earth. They would take the Palestinian, right, the male, and they would strip him, and they would then put him flat on the ground, fasten everything of his, and they would take that fire extinguisher and the nozzle of it and insert it in the back passage with chemicals and so forth and rape them to death. That is your Israeli army and police in the torture center. So that is what they have done, is well documented, you must remember that. So that is your Israelia. You know they keep on evicting families whenever they want to, attacking, get out from here, do this, do this. The whole Israel is illegitimate and a harami country. We'll never ever recognize it. What we recognize is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So they were evicting a family, and they, for your simple, you know, for our simple understanding, that one baby, one child was like, for example, a Down syndrome. So now they told him he didn't understand. So they kicked the family out, left the child there, and they told the dogs, you finish him up. These are the dogs we are thinking about. What you speak about them being human being? Gideon Levy wrote previously, they are subhuman, and we agree with that. You must remember that. Putting dogs on babies and children and to tear them apart to pieces. You speak of Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, where the two morons are fighting, Trump and Biden, both haramis, both war criminals as far as I'm concerned. So you must remember this. If you say finish them off, finish them off. Is that not a war crime? You're inciting people to murder the innocent people and civilians and so forth and so on. So remember that America and Israel are the super terrorists and murderers, and especially of Muslims in this day and this age. So Gantz, you must remember, is exposing BB and says that now enough is enough, and now he's got his evidence and is exposing him more and more. Listen to Biden the Harami, who doesn't know whether he's a male or female. He said he is the first black vice president of the black president, the first black woman vice president. That's what he said. He said that I will beat Trump in the 2020 elections. He doesn't even know which year he is in, and so forth and so on. So remember, totally senile and gone crazy. Biden says that he was very supportive of the Palestinians. Is that so, Biden? That's news for me. So who applied the veto 3 times in the United Nations? You are the one who are murdering the Palestinians. Who is giving them the greatest amount of arms and money and material support if it's not America? And you got the gall and audacity to say that you are supporting the Palestinians and you're supportive? Remember, you will be remembered as Joe Genocide. You'll be remembered as Biden the Butcher. You'll be remembered as Biden the worst president in the history of America, and the biggest fool and idiot, can't even control your bowels and so forth. So what a mess you made in the debate. You made yourself a laughing stock in that. You're an idiot and a fool and a moron. That's what you are. And what else Biden says? Biden says that he will drop out of the elections if his doctors tell him to do so. So the pressure is on. He can't say that the Democratic Party and their politicians told him to get out, because it's a disgrace to the Democratic Party, it's a disgrace to America, and disgrace to humanity. So he says, no, I will drop out if my doctors tell me to do so. So go pull another stunt, go tell that in the Kruger Park, they might believe you. Hezbollah says they are going to fire on new targets on Israel. So well done, you must remember that. The more you target them, the more you target them, Ansarullah, whether from Yemen, whether from Lebanon, whether from Gaza, whether from West Bank. We support everybody, anybody who attacks America, attacks Israel and their interests. Qati'u, O Ummah, boycott Israel, American products. They love their money. And remember that we need to hit them the hardest, where it pains the most. See what Trump says. Trump says, remember that we will make Taiwan pay for defense. We can't be a Father Christmas and tell Taiwan we are defending you because China wants to take you over and it is free of charge. No. So that's the religion of Trump. You must pay. He'll tell the Saudis, you are a bunch of idiots or what? You think I'm to give you protection free of charge? You must patala. You must pay. And they'll pay through the front door and the back door. You can ask MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. So yeah, you must remember that U.S. is behind the violence in the Middle East, according to Russia, and we agree with that. Who has caused all the mayhem chaos in Iraq? Who has caused the mayhem chaos in Syria? Who has caused all the mayhem chaos there in Libya? Who has caused all the mayhem chaos there in Palestine? Everywhere is America. So remember that. They think they'll get away with it, but they themselves are facing bankruptcy. Israel must fall, America must fall, and then this Arab 10 points one by one. You mark my words, inshallah, in our lifetime, all this will happen, inshallah. Gaza is the worst humanitarian catastrophe in modern history. You can have unanimity on that and consensus on that, whatever is coming out from there. And Trump say, people say Trump will win. In the election, it will be a landslide victory for Trump and the Republicans, but the American public will lose, because he's a loose cannon, you must remember that. One day he speaks right, one day he speaks left, one day he's mixed up, and now with that bullet you had grazed his ear, so remember, he's got an extra hole there in his brain maybe as well. So you must remember that here in Bangladesh, huge problems there. So they have job quotas, and now they are protest. 6-7 people shot dead by the army, police, schools are closed. So all this year, you must remember, every Muslim country, they must destabilize it. That is their aim. Toronto, major floods there in Canada. And remember, this is the punishment on America and Canada and all these countries, because they always want to poke their long, ugly nose in other people's business and so forth. Iran blast America and Trump to pieces. About Trump, you must remember, Iran blast American media regarding Trump, that you want to now insinuate and say that Iran were responsible for that jutla, that crooks, 20 years old, dispatched to Jahannam, roasted, toasted already in the hellfire. So you must remember that they were responsible for giving them money and bribery to shoot Trump and so forth. So Iran told them, you go to hell. Now you must remember, one lady has joined the House of Lords and she took an oath on the Quran. So that has become a big story there in the UK and so forth and so on. South Africa, we never have a dull moment with our circus and comedians there in Parliament. Alibaba had 40 thieves. Now we have 400 comedians and crooks. Remember that. When I use the word thieves, crooks, I mean their wages, their perks, and what they do. So it is good for nothing, if you ask me. So now yesterday, the ANC in Luthuli House, they're supposed to have a disciplinary meeting. What was on the agenda? What must we do with Jacob Zuma? Jacob Zuma says he is still a member of the ANC, but he went and opened his own party, the MK party. So how can we allow that? But the problem is that Zuma is a master tactician and strategist. When they were in Robben Island, they used to play chess. He would defeat everybody, whether it was Mandela, whether it was Sisulu, whether it was Katrada or whoever. He was the master chess player, if you know the history of Robben Island. So Zuma say, what you wasting my time? I want to be there personally. For you must remember the Majlisut Ta'adib in Arabic. Learn that word, ulama and students. So for the disciplinary committee, I don't want to do it virtually. I want to be there personally. So the ANC got so frightened. They said, no, we're postponing it for next week. Playing for time, you know, kicking for touch, as you say. Today, Cyril, I never ever hear his lectures. To me, he talks more nonsense than anything else. So anyway, Cyril will be addressing the nation, you see, the opening of the 7th Parliament officially and so forth. But did you ever wonder why the 18th of July, you must remember, that's your date today. So why that, you must remember? Because International Mandela Day today. So you will hear, Mandela said this, Mandela said this. One thing I'll tell you, Mandela died and passed away in 2013, because I know my brother passed away just few days after Mandela. Allah gave all the Muslims throughout the world Jannat al-Firdaus, who live with Islam and passed away with Islam, and grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. If Mandela was alive today, and even in those days, he was a very disappointed person when he saw the shenanigans of Zuma, he saw the shenanigans and corruption of the ANC and so forth. I wonder what would he have said, you must remember, regarding our government of national unity. So remember that the South African Communist Party have lambasted, you must remember, the ANC and told them, you have sold out to the whites, remember, and you have left us blacks and so forth in the lurch, and that is what you did by joining the DA and others. And I agree with them. The ordinary Joe in the street, what did he or she get? Nothing. You must remember that. It's only the elite who filled their pockets and became mega millionaires, mega billionaires and so forth. The ordinary person in the street, the black man, Indian man, they got very little out of this whole democracy in South Africa and so forth, and colors, what we call non-whites. So especially the black, they're still suffering if you look at it. Look at your inflation, look at your security, look at your corruption. It's just all increasing, you must remember. When I say security, meaning no security, authority. So that is the problem, and these are the problems. Al-Wallahu al-Musta'an. We never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Jalla Wala taught us. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today, Thursday, was remember 11th of Muharram. So 8:30 to 9, Mawzaid will interview Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. 11 to 12, we will speak about the Sahaba and the Durus at Karbala, the lessons one can learn from Karbala and so forth. There are so many lessons we can learn. And thereafter, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir commentary of the Noble Quran. O Ummah, O Muslims throughout the world, tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, read abundant Durus Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. There's a commandment of the Master alayhi salam, akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon me on the night of Friday, the day of Friday sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hadith is authentic in Ibn Majah. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf tonight, man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf ليلة الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بينه وبين البيت العتيق. His authentic hadith in Sunan Darimi. Wherever you are and you read Surah Kahf tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, wherever you are, Allah will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence from where you are right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa, and all our Masajid. Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. Mausalim Kareem, Barakallahu Fik. We have 20 minutes left, right till 6 o'clock, and Pon Face is ready. We ready, let's fire up inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can one get married in the month of Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Getting married in Muharram, the first 10 days, first 20 days, anytime Muharram, totally permissible. Likewise in Safar also, to get married, totally permissible. People till today, some of them, they say Safar the Bokarabche is very bad month, because lot of suffering in the month of Safar. All that is rejected, abolished in Islam, all that a pagan believes, he, Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La swafara, there is no bad omens, there is no bad luck, there is no suffering in the month of Safar. So we must not entertain and accommodate all these pagan beliefs. Is rejected any time of the year, any month of the year, any day of the year. You can get married, provided you, my daughter, my sister, your father, your dada, your paternal grandfather, or your brother, uncle gave permission, then you get married, no problem.
Mufti Saab, can one put a jojo in an area that has no water using zakat money?
It's not permissible. Zakat money, the recipient must be a Muslim. And remember, poor Muslims, Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60. The recipients must be one of these eight categories mentioned in Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse number 60. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, that when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Musent Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen, so the Master alayhi salam told him, you're going there, you will be the Qazi, you will be the judge, and so forth. So khudha min aghniyaihim farudduha fi fuqaraihim. Take the zakat from the rich Muslims and give it back to the poor Muslims. So that is what Islam is teaching us here, and you have to make them the own unconditionally, unreservedly, unfettered, with no conditions attached. So therefore, that you go and put up a jojo in an area where there's no water and so forth. So do it with lilla money. Do it with sadaqah, voluntary money. Then everybody can use it, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever is there, and it will be a great, great sadaqah jariyah for you, a recurring charity. Today, tomorrow, this year, next year, you pass away, but that JoJo is still being used, 5,000 liters, 10,000 liters, get the maximum size also, that, and let the people enjoy the water free of charge. So excellent it is, but not with zakat money, with lillah money or sadaqah money. We Muslims should become people who empower other people and the nations.
Mufti Sahib, Islamically, when do we consider that another Muslim is out of the fold of Islam? How do we tell?
Remember, when a person rejects what we call the zaruriyate deen, the essentials of deen, when a person rejects the articles of faith, I'll give you three easy examples that will resonate with you. You see, you go study the Ahmadiyya. We call them Qadianis. They don't like that term. They like to call themselves Ahmadis. And they put a catchy phrase there, you must remember. They say, love for all and hatred for none. I met them there in Zurich, there in, you must remember, in Switzerland. I met them, you must remember, in various other places, Pakistan and here, India and where have you. So they will tell you that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani's belief is this, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam has passed away, Jesus, he's buried there in Kashmir, in Srinagar, and so forth. He will tell you that he receives wahi revelation in multiple languages. So all this are against the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah of the Master alayhi salatu salam, that the Master alayhi salatu salam, Surah 33 verse 40, wa khataman nabiyyin, is the last and final messenger, prophet of Almighty Allah. Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ, and we send the wahi and revelation to the messenger in his language. But what the shaitan says, so that he is receiving wahi revelation in multiple languages and so forth. So therefore, and if you just read his life history, you will see that what lies he spoke and so forth. So therefore, there's absolutely no doubt. Go and see Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, in the 13th Supara, in the 13th Jews, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. We have not sent wahi revelation to any messenger, but in his tongue, meaning in his mother tongue, so that he could explain to the people in detail. And this is chapter 14, verse 4. So like that, we can have 100 dalail and proofs and so forth. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah wrote a whole book on that, on Khatm al-Nubuwwat and so forth, that the Master alayhi salatu salam was and will always be the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. So Qadianis out of the fall of Islam, write this date down, 7th September, Mawlana Salim Karim, you were in Pakistan that time, I was in Pakistan that time, 7th September, we witnessed this in front of our eyes. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah told Bhutto, aapko faisla karna hoga, you will have to pass the verdict. And remember, on 7th September 1974, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto went on TV, radio and everything and said, the Qadianis are out of the fold of Islam, and that is unanimous decision. One. Two, if a person says that Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman and senior Sahaba, Allah forbid, are out of the fold of Islam, so what will you say? We say 100% the kuffar, they're out of the fold of Islam. They're rejecting, say, Surah 9, Chapter 9, Verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah is praising the first and foremost among the muhajirin, the migrants and ansar. But the kuffar, Shia, majority of the Isna, Ashariya and others, they reject it. They say Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Muawiyah, all are non-Muslim, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And then you see Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, these are the honorable spouses of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Allah says, Ya Nisa an Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan Nisa. You are the best of women, you're not like other women. Go open chapter 33, verse 32. And go open chapter, you must remember, 33, verse 5 and 6 and see. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. And the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam are the mothers of this ummah. But they say, Siddiqa, that Aisha is guilty Almighty, Allah forbid. So you must remember, Allah revealed 16 verses from Mother Aisha. Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. Khomeini writes in Kashful Asrar, I don't believe in that Allah who has made Abu Bakr and Umar as the Khalifa and successor of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail, which I have, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. I'm asking you, you call such people Muslim? Pakka kuffar they are. Remember that. Whenever my last talk I gave there in Stanger, and I took the pages worth, who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? The kuffar Shias themselves. You must remember that. Go ask Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu how he made dua against them before his martyrdom on the day of Ashura on the Friday in Maidan Tufuf there in Karbala in Iraq. Go ask Sayyidina Zainul Abidin what he told them, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will inform them, falastum min ummati. Sayyidina Hussein's fatwa and verdict is mentioned there in the book called Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. And remember that Sayyidina Zainul Abidin's verdict is mentioned in Ihtijaj by Tabarasi. And then Sayyidina Hussein's daughter is an eyewitness. So you must remember that. And she said that you murdered my father and my grandfather. And they admitted to it, they read poetry. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي أَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. You call such people Muslim? فَكَّ كُفَّار لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. So you see examples like that. We use and say they are non-Muslim 100%.
Mufti Saab, my daughter is suffering from facial pain for the last 10 months, had been to many doctors. Is there any dua that can help her?
Leave all the doctors and all the quacks and leave all the sangomas and all these people, yeah? So Quran Kareem says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. We reveal the Quran Sharif and it is Shifa. You must read the following, my sister, my daughter. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times. You know Alhamdu. It's 7 verses, so read it 7 times and blow on yourself. Blow on your hands and rub on your face and so forth. 1. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Number 2, you must remember that read Surah Baqarah, the whole entire surah. What must I tell you all, you know? When I tell you all, you think I'm trying to show off or something. When I came back yesterday, and then, so you must remember, my program starts at 11 o'clock on air. So I had to make sure that by 11:10, I must be back here in studio. I never even entered the house, and I came. So I told my wife, bring your phone, because she's got it, you understand, on the phone. So the whole Quran Sharif, and I like to read in hers when I'm traveling, so in her phone. So, mashallah, from the airport till here, I read the whole Surah Baqarah. If we want to, we can do a lot of things, you must remember that. But we kill time and we waste time and so forth. You, my daughter, did you read Surah Baqarah for this purpose? No. So read, leave all this, you're going to spend money here, and then don't go with the Taweez chefs also, 90% crooks. So leave all of them. You read Surah Baqarah and blow on yourself. Read Surah number 21, Surah Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, and read verse number 83, the dua which Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam read. He was sick and ill for 17, 18, 19 years, various ulama have mentioned. Anyway, it was Muddatun Madida, a long period, you must remember that. And what happens? Allah taught us the dua Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam read. Chapter 21 and verse 83. In the 17 Supara, 17 Jews. Anni masani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity has struck me, and whilst you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. And the last one, you must read and tell your family to read, your siblings and whoever else, you got children, husbands, everybody read. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. Dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. You have worried sorry, anxiety. So all that will disappear. Surah 21, verse 87. All these are Quranic verses. And give out charity daily, my daughter, my sister. Hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Dawu maradakum bi sadaqah. One dawa, medication you should give out is charity. Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody poor, give them 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, packet of biscuits, whatever, provided is halal. So give it out and Allah will give you shifa. We also make dua for you and all those who are ill and sick.
Mufti Sahib, a sister from Egypt, that women are in full hijab but putting on fake nails and eyelashes, while in hijab covering ears but exposing big earrings. What's the Sharia ruling, Mufti Sahib?
Must tell them to join Trump's party. Trump got the extra ear, so you must remember. They got big, big ears and big, big eyelashes and long, long nails and so forth. So my sister, you must go to them one to one. They tell them Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 119. When Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis was expelled from Jannah, then he took various oaths. One oath and qasam he took, that I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. Long, long nails, absolutely haram in Islam. For a Muslim, male and female is compulsory. We have to cut our toenails, fingernails once every 40 days. Every week, second week, we do so. Excellent. Maximum duration, 40 days. If it goes more than that, it's sinful. Second one, brothers, you must remember eyelashes and whatever eyebrows, whatever fake business, Allah alone knows. You women know all that better than me. So all haram, you must remember that. So that is not acceptable. Likewise, you must remember putting other fake things on your body, and you think that you are wearing abaya and cloak and so forth. So that is permissible? No. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. This is what the Ummah wants to do today. They think they're going to please Allah and please Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan. Shaitan, Lucifer will be pleased. Allah will never be pleased. We must be very clear on that there. So it's absolutely haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, what's the meaning of Amara?
So you must remember Amara got two meanings depending how you are pronouncing it. If you pronouncing it with the alif, with the hamza, the technical term is hamza, but for you we will just say alif. So remember, open the beginning of the 13th supara and see inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. So then it means a dictator. You must remember with the alif and so forth. So therefore you should not use that name, even if you say Amara with the alif, or you say Amara with Hamza. So that means a bad meaning and bad connotation. So it means like you're a dictator and so forth. Go open, remember the Surah Yusuf, the beginning of the 13 Jews. Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, verse number 53. Inna nafsala ammaratum bisu. So the soul of ours, the worm's fancies and desires, they will keep on commanding us, keep on commanding us to commit vices and sin. Allah protect us. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except whom Almighty Allah has mercy on. Chapter 12, verse number 53. If you keep your daughter's name Amara, but better is Ammara, so with the Ain, so you must remember that will be construction, that will be meaning building. Building our iman, increasing our Islam, increasing our akhlaq, increasing our ikhlas, increasing everything that's good. So when I tell people, see the name Ammara, all that is permissible, but remember the problem is our people don't pronounce it properly. They will say Amara with the alif or Ammara with the alif, then that will mean a dictator and so forth. So Ammara with the ain permissible, but Amara, remember, or Ammara with the alif, Hamza, not permissible. So my advice, rather choose some other name. People will just distort it. I gave you the story before. Many, many years ago, a lady told me she wants to keep, you must remember, her daughter's name, Samina. I said, you know what is Amina? When I was in school in the 60s, there was a book called Little Lota. She was fat like a fat like a pompoon, you understand? Like a big pumpkin, you must remember that. So your daughter will become a fatty pompoon. That's how you speak in Afrikaans, you understood? So she got very upset. I said, but that's the meaning. She said, no, somebody told me it means valuable. I said, sister, you pronounce the word wrong and then you get upset with me. That is Samina, with a sa, alif, be, te, se, alif, ba, ta, sa. Samina, where your tongue will come out, you must remember there, Samina, you'll see the tongue will come out. So Samina, TH in English, the transliteration, that means very, very precious, very, very valuable. Samina with the S will mean, remember, fatty pampoon, little lota. You see, so now what meaning you wanted and how you pronouncing it. So yeah, also you will make your son, daughter as a dictator. So it's not good to do that.
Mufti Saab, I was a little late for Sehri. So Mosadik is at 4:54. I drank water at 4:50. Is my fast valid?
Let me get the times correct there. We don't know which part of the world you are in, but anyway, if you say that, I'm just reaffirming, so Mona, if I said anything wrong there, just repeat it and just rectify it, right?
Sahab, I was a little late for Sehri. Subah Sadiq is at 4:54. I drank water at 4:50. Is my fast valid?
Your fast is valid, no problem, 100%. In our timetables, you must remember that they have 3-4 minutes precautionary. So you say that Subah Sadiq is 4:54. So that means that Fajr time starts at that time there. And you drank water or had a date or what have you at 4:50. So is your fast valid? Yes, your fast is valid, no problem. And don't allow waswasa and whisperings of shaitan to come to you. When it comes to you, chapter 7, verse 200, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغُنْ فَاسْتَ إِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When shaitan gives you a vaccine, you know how he gives you? Vaccine, you waswisu fi sudur innas. The whisperings of shaitan in the ending of the Quran, Surah An-Nas. So you must read, first a'idh billah, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaitan ar-rajim. Last question, Manana.
Mufti Saab, 1400 years ago, there was no watches and time as we have today. So how was namaz time calculated, especially Fajr and Maghrib during cloudy and rainy days?
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has said in the Quran, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. That is the beauty of Islam. Islam is for all times, all places, all circumstances and so forth. So they would use their discretion and so forth. With your watches, with your computers, with your technology, you traveling from country to country, continent to continent, and you breaking time zones. How are you going to work out your time? So how many times it happened to us. So remember that you have to use your discretion when you are airborne and so forth. So similarly, those days Allah gave them that firasat and intelligence, and Allah Ta'ala made it easy for them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, fi amanillah, till tomorrow morning once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.